Hi, I'm Jeff Kazerman, Vice President of Government Relations at the New Jersey Society of CPAs, and welcome to episode 4 of the Issues Watch podcast. Thanks for joining us today. Earlier this month, we hosted New Jersey Senate President Steve Sweeney, where he talked with us about his Path to Progress report. That's the report we discussed in previous episodes of Issues Watch. It's the report that addresses how to get New Jersey's fiscal house in order. In this episode, we're going to focus on what the senator had to say about what is definitely the largest problem the state faces, and that's our pension and health benefits crisis. And so here's what the senator had to say.
We're dealing with numbers. That's what you guys do every day of the week. And, you know, some people can get very emotional about things and angry about things, but there's just realities in life. And in New Jersey, we're facing some very, very serious problems that can't wait for 5 or 6 years because the state, although it can't go bankrupt, the pension systems can. And the amount of money that we would be forced to put up, you know, to keep the pensions going are billions of dollars that we don't have. Our pension and healthcare system's not sustainable anymore. Our revenue growth in the state of New Jersey is going to be completely consumed by pension and healthcare costs this year. There will not be one penny for anything else. And raising taxes in this state is not the answer. This is a state that has a tax problem. We have plenty of money if it was managed properly and spent properly. We discuss this all the time. When you look at the pensions, as we looked at it, it took us 6 years to get the $3.2 billion pension payment that we made this year. We have 4 years to get it up to 6.7. We can't get there. And then we looked at our healthcare program and what was, I mean, shocking to me. You hear about gold, platinum, and you know, platinum plus. New Jersey pays 97% of all healthcare dollars. It's not gold. It's not platinum. It's platinum, platinum plus. And as Steve Warhol reminds us on a regular basis, under Obamacare, there's a tax for platinum healthcare programs. Anything above gold, you're going to pay a 40% tax. So if we don't do something, we're going to increase our healthcare costs by 40% by maintaining a program that we can't afford to start with. They're numbers. I'm in a room full of people that understand numbers. They don't add up. And people say, well, do the sales tax, raise millionaires tax. We're chasing people out of this state. I've been trying to fix the pensions in this state since 2005, when the problems were small. And unfortunately, you know, we every year we come up with a budget solution and we dodge the bullet for that year. And it's like, thank God we can get on to next year. Well, when you have a problem and you don't fix it, it doesn't go away. It gets worse. It really gets worse. So, you know, we're looking at $115 billion in the hole in our pension system.
$151 billion.
I got the numbers wrong. $151 billion. We can't fix it. And raising taxes won't fix it either because there's structural problems. You know, if we go back to 1997, Governor Whitman bonded the pension payment, a $2.8 billion payment that was non-recallable, that backloaded, so it was heavy payments in the back. By 2027, a $2.8 billion basically loan, we're going to pay back almost $11 billion. This year's budget, we put $463 million in it. That was bad, but as a trade-off with some of the public sector unions, they said, well, our pension's overfunded. And we were paying 7.5% interest, too. That's another one. Think about it. We're paying 7.5% when interest rates were, when you could have got it for a percent, percent and a half, if you were government, right? If you had a good bond rating, but we don't have a good bond rating because of all these other issues. And the public sector reduced their contribution by 40% to the pension, from 5.5 to 3.5, because they said, we're overfunded, you have to improve the pensions. After they did that, they lowered the retirement age by 5 years. Now, you realize if you retire 5 years younger, there's a 99% chance that you're going to collect that money. In fact, the mortality rates we work with right now on pensions is the age is 83, and we know it has to go up to 87. And nationally, they're really struggling with that because that's going to put all of our pension systems even in a worse place. And in 2001, they gave everyone, all retirees and all future workers, a 9% increase in the pension with no money. So how did we get here? By politicians working and screwing around with the pension system. And it created such a hole that we can't come back from it without a really a whole new structure. Now, right now, we're advancing. We have actuaries looking at, you know, we'll see if this works. The first 40,000 would be pensionable, and anything above that would be cash balance. You know, there was a Healy Byrne report. The Healy Byrne report was very well done. The problem is the recommendations we couldn't afford, because if we froze everyone today and put everyone in into a new system, it would cost us $1.4 billion that we don't have. We don't have any revenue. Our budget's $37.5 billion now. Every dollar has been committed, and we're talking about, well, we want to spend more money on transit. We want to spend more money on schools. We want to spend more money on pre-K. They're all noble causes, but where does it come from? And again, we can't tax anymore. And I can tell you, I'm not raising taxes. I'm done.
Well, you heard it here. Senate President Steve Sweeney is done with raising taxes. So where do we go from here? The Path to Progress report included dozens of recommendations endorsed by the NJCPA, covering the pension and health benefit crisis, and a number of other topics. But how do we generate the political momentum needed to get these recommendations through the legislative process? Well, here's what the senator had to say about that, how he would like to see it happen.
We've been meeting, you know, and I haven't done it publicly, but privately, with mayors and freeholders and county officials around the state. We've been meeting with business groups. Meeting here today. I'm hoping that you're going to help me. I need to engage the public on this. We do listen, but the point is engaging the public, you guys, this is an organization engaging their clients, that there is a solution, but people, it's like the old network movie. When the anchor gets up, I'm mad as hell, I'm not going to take it anymore. I need to get the public's anger focused on the fact that there is no solutions coming out of Trenton. I tell people, you don't like my ideas, where's yours? I mean, really, we can't just sit here sitting still watching it. So I'm going to start doing town halls. I'm going to be getting out there and getting as much attention, getting it out on social media, just trying to tie in to the public, because elected officials respond to taxpayers.
As the senator said, grassroots support is key to getting these recommendations passed into law. You'll be hearing from us with calls to action once these proposals start moving. We'll be asking you to call and write the legislators who represent the district you live in. Believe it or not, legislators do care about what their constituents think. You're the ones who get them elected. The senator had more to say about a few other topics. We'll be covering some of them in our next episode. You can find this report, the full report, at pathtoprogressnj.org. And you can watch the full interview at njcpa.org/IssuesWatch. That's it for today's episode. I hope you found it interesting and informative. If you like the Issues Watch podcast, you can subscribe for free on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, or wherever you get your podcasts. We'll be back with a new episode in 2 weeks. Thanks for listening.